If you take where them units and that was all one big yard. So that was their playground all the way. It's like for people to walk on, I had plenty of room there. There was also the water tower was still here when we come here, and we learnt off our neighbours that in the summer it was the best water in Sevenoaks. Seemingly it was gravity fed from so many springs in the area. So that's where they used to make the best lemonade in Kent, they used to say, because they used to use it out the water tower, because it was redundant, because it wasn't no steam trains anymore. We also had the Racing Pigeon Club that ran from the station, which was based where the kitchen is now. And the lorry used to come on a Friday or a Saturday night. And it was mostly railway people with pigeons as well. We used to come and deliver the pigeons to the station, put them in, and then load them up the next morning to take them to France or up north or wherever they were going. And they were all nice people as well. Now they all got to know you and that, and they'd knock at the door and say, can you keep your eye on this, that and the other thing. Yeah, it was very good. It was local, yeah, because it was mostly like Sevenoaks or Orpington now. I think it was more a pick-up point. So they had the little club in Sevenoaks, but people for Orpington that would drop off the pigeons so they could get loaded up. The lorry used to park across the road from us. You could see them loading all the pigeons up in the morning. Of course, they just pull the thing, they'll pull the side open and they'll fly away. I mean, it must have been there before we come here, but it went on a good 10, 15 years after we got here. We found a couple of injured pigeons and we knew straight away we just had to phone up, took the number on the thing. And the next minute, the bloke with the big lorry, he was going up, and they've come for Doncaster, so he's got to drop them off at Doncaster on the way back.